This is No Pink Spandex, episode 4, for October 4th, 2005.
1, 2, 3, edit!
Hello, welcome to No Pink Spandex. What? Lisa J here. So, I know that there have been some episodes missing, but let me explain. I will explain everything. It brings a tear to my eye, but I will explain. So, it was Thursday night? Was it Thursday night? No, it was Wednesday night. On Wednesday night, I came home. And, you know, I was opening up my book bag because I usually take my laptop to school, so I travel with it a lot, whatever. So I open it up, turn it on, you know, then lines, vertical lines, and then the laptop, the monitor freezes. I have to reboot like a million and one times, and I heard this weird noise. Anyway, getting back to the story. So I'm like, yeah, this is going to suck because it's not, my laptop is not working and I can't do any work. Oh my gosh. So the next day I took it down to the repair shop downtown, and then they're saying that I might have a logic board issue. So it's going to take 7 to 10 working days for them to repair it. And so they'll give me a call when it gets in. So the estimated time for me to pick up my laptop for it to be done is October 10th. So in that meantime, all of my podcasts, my episodes that I had pre-recorded and pre-produced and whatever, they're on that laptop. Well, not on that laptop, but it's easier to work with the podcast on my laptop because it's a faster computer and whatever. So that's all there. And yeah, everything. So, and it's just easier to do a podcast on my laptop than on my PC because my PC is so slow. Oh my gosh. But yeah. Anywho, I am doing this on my PC and it's all right, but I have to tweak or whatever and, you know, do other stuff. But that's the issue. That's why I have not been around, because of all my laptop issues. Thank God I have AppleCare, woo, because it's free for the repair. Thank God. I just hope that it gets done as soon as possible because I need my laptop for school, for work, for everything. I need it for everything. Anyway, so yeah. Oh, and I can't do any encoding. Can't do any encoding for any new episodes of SPD because that was my computer. That was my laptop. That was my machine for encoding. So, all of that. Oh, and more stuff, but I won't get into all that. Anyway, that's the issue, and I do apologize. So I'm trying to get back on track, and I'm gonna be actually the, well, I'll talk about that later. Let me just bring up the news, I guess. But I know tomorrow's supposed to be news day, but I'll get to that. So news for today, if you haven't heard, the update for YumaCon guests, Emma Lahana and Matt Austin cannot attend because of scheduling problems, whatever. So yeah, I'm kind of bummed, whatever. But say lovey, you know, whatever. They're doing their thing. I mean, I think Emma Lahana will be performing at the London International Advertising Awards in November. This will be in London, England. I'm guessing not London, Ontario. Why should it be London, Ontario? Let me look like an idiot. That would be hilarious. But yeah. Let me see. The 20th annual London International Awards. Yes, United Kingdom. Okay, so it's London, England. Just making sure. I just want to make sure that it's London, England. I don't want to give y'all misinformation. So she will be there in November. So I'm guessing that's why she cannot be at YumaCon. Which is fine. You know, she's been on the AnimeCon thing down. Oh, no, wait. That was just Comic-Con. Just for comic books. But still, she's done the con thing. Let her move on. So that's the issue with that. So that is why she cannot be there. And Matt Austin, well, he's just a busy person. So, I don't know. You know, he got things to do. So that's that news. Sorry to hear that. Oh, and that piece of information was provided by Martin at rangerboard.com. So thank you, Martin, for letting us know. And that is that news. Any other news? Any other news for... I'm trying to think. Any other news? No, not really. That's it for the Power Ranger people. Oh, so I got some news for myself. Anyway, I do want to go to YumaCon, not only just for vacation, because yeah, I do need a break, not only just to see the Rangers or whatever, but you know, you're doing this podcast and actually getting, you know, into the whole radio thing at school as well, because I do have a radio station at school. I am hoping that, you know, I build up my resume for, you know, producing and recording, everything, just to, you know, get myself out there in the media per se. So it will be so, this is my premise, this is my plan. If I get to YumaCon, I can be able to interview different Rangers and stuff like that. I can not only interview but videotape, because I do have my own video equipment, so I will be videotaping that whole panel thing. I think that's happening on the Saturday of Unificon, the convention. So I'll be able to videotape, interview different PR alums. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. I mean, I've already emailed Johnny Young Bosch previously. This is like a while back. And then at the time, he said that he did not have the time for an interview with myself. That is fine. But YumaCon will be coming up, and hopefully I can land an interview. Oh my gosh, land an interview with Johnny Young Bosch would be awesome. So that would be very cool. So I'm going to still be working on that. But you know what? That is my aim, to get interviews, to get video footage, everything, the works. I cannot do that if I cannot get there. Okay? I at the present time, my funds, my monetary funds are very low. So, this is where you come in. Okay. I would very appreciate it. Oh my gosh, you guys would rock if you would donate to the Lisa Fund. I know, you're asking, what? Lisa Fund? Okay, she's just making this up. No, I'm dead serious. If you go to www.livejournal.com/users/browniebag, you will see the first post. It's the first post, I haven't posted in a while, will be the link to donate to the Lisa Fund via PayPal. So I accept everything, you know, whatever that you can give for me to get to YumaCon. And to help my poor self, because, like, my job, I haven't received my first check because, like, they're, like, backed up or whatever, or some kind of paperwork. I don't care, but I don't even make enough. I, like, make, like, 15, no, not even 15, 5, 15 an hour. That is it. For 7 hours a week. That sucks. That sucks major. So, I don't make anything. I just get paid to, like, eat and, like, get to school. That is it. But if I could get your donations to get me to YumaCon, hello, I will be breaking out every kind of broadcast and everything. Interviews, videotape, everything. I'll even have a crew. Okay, granted, it'll be like one person, but I'll even have a crew to make sure that this happens, because I'm even like, you know, I'm even like, actually, I was talking to, I'm in current correspondence with YumaCon, with the press department, and so that, I mean, I do work at the radio station at my college. So what I am trying to do is do a double fold, do coverage of like different bands at YumaCon for the radio station that I work for, and for, and, you know, that means I'll get a press pass, that means I'll get, like, you know, exclusives or whatever, you know, stuff like that, so I can get, do my radio thing for school, but then cover the Power Ranger aspect as well. So I'm, you know, I'm working on that and whatever. I don't know how that's going to fly, what have you. But I still need to get to Yumacon. I don't think Yumacon is going to pay for my ticket to fly out there. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, I think the only thing that they're going to give me is a press pass just to get me in there for free. And that's about it. So I still need to get there. I still need hotel. So I'm calling out for you guys. Please, oh my gosh, you guys would like totally rock if you can just donate to the Lisa Fund, okay? The address is www.livejournal.com/users/browniebag. Brownie bag is one word, B-R-O-W-I, no, not B-R-O-I, dang it, B-R-O-W-N-I-E-B-A-G. That's it. That's all you need to know. Oh my gosh, if you can donate, you guys would so totally rock, and you'll just help me get there. I mean, I do have funds, but I don't have that enough funds. I mean, really, I'm like scraping. Oh my gosh, scrape just to like even buy a ticket, you know? It's like, oh my gosh. So that would totally rock. That would really rock, you know what I'm saying? And if you guys could do that, like, just donate whatever. You don't have to donate, like, $1,000. Ooh, that'd be nice. I mean, you know, my costs are coming up to $400. So, like, if you could even, like, if I even get to, like, half of that through donations or even a quarter of that through donations, that would totally rock. And you guys would totally rock. And I would love you forever. So, yeah, that's my famous plug for today. you know, and... You know, hopefully people will donate, please. So yeah, that's about it for the news. You know, why I'm doing this on Tuesday? Why am I giving out all this on Tuesday? Because tomorrow, I mean, I know for at least like for the next week, I will not be able to upload my regular scheduled podcast that I had. So I'll be doing kind of like a series, I guess, on how to encode your own episodes. See, people are always asking questions, you know, on different boards, like, how do I encode, what do I need, blah blah blah, whatever. And so I'm like, okay, let me just take out the time to go through step by step on what you need to encode, from the actual equipment, from to the software, to the everything, different tips and what have you, on how to get that episode from your TV onto your computer and to give it out to your friends. I'm not saying that it's legal to distribute that stuff. I'm not saying that. It's very illegal. Just get that straight. But it's good for you in order to back up your episodes that you have on your VHS or your DVD recorder or your DVR, whatever. Nice to back it up onto your computer in nice small file sizes so that you can view on your computer anytime, and then free up your VCR, your whatever. So there is legality into that. Okay, so I'll be like explaining on how to step by step go through the encoding process. And I think, you know, I mean, you know, tell your friends. Tell your friends to listen, because, you know, you learn some new stuff. And, you know, it's tech and Power Rangers melded into one. Good times, right? So that's what I'm going to be doing for tomorrow. So tomorrow I'll be starting on step one. Or how many other steps? I don't know how many steps I have. Oh my gosh, I have like so many. But just on getting your episode from the TV to your computer. That's it. That's what I'm going to discuss, because there's a lot to discuss with just that. So that's step one. And then on Saturday, I think I'm going to go over on how to actually do the encoding process. It depends. Depends on how long the podcast lasts. I don't want to like drain on. Ha! I don't want to drone on forever. This is how you encode an episode. First, you have to. Yeah. So, you know, I'll probably divide up in two or three, whatever. It depends. So, hopefully you'll tune into that. And I think I'm done for today. I really am. I have nothing else to do today. Good thing I have days off today and tomorrow and next week. 3 days off! Woohoo! Gotta love Columbus and the Jewish people. Jewish people rock. So, that's it for me, and I will see you tomorrow. No pink spandex, tomorrow. Alright, so remember, stay away from the spandex, it doesn't breathe.